From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the Iraqi city of Ramadi still not secure. As many as 700 Islamic State fighters could be holed up in and near the recently liberated city of Ramadi, making it difficult for Iraqi forces to secure the provincial capital. Much of the city has been destroyed. Tens of thousands of residents have fled. But James Jeffrey, former diplomat to Baghdad, now at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, says he's hopeful the city can resume basic functions soon.
I went into Fallujah a few months after the Marines took it house by house, and most of the city was functioning and back in operation. Now, ISIS may be doing a better job of blowing up buildings as they retreat, a scorched earth policy, but still, I was very impressed with what Fallujah looked like a few months after we went in and took that thing house by house.
Ramadi fell this week to Iraqi security forces backed by U.S.-led coalition airstrikes and local Sunni tribesmen after a six-week offensive. IS fighters captured the city in May. The outgoing U.N. envoy to Somalia, Nicholas Kay, says the country has an unstoppable momentum toward being stable and secure. Speaking to VOA before stepping down at year's end, Kay said reasonable progress has also been made in the fight against al-Shabaab.
A year and a half ago, al-Shabaab controlled many significant towns and districts across Somalia. They no longer do. At least 14 of them have been recovered by a combination of the AMISOM and Somali National Army working together. Al-Shabaab, territorially, in a much weaker position than they were before.
Kay said Somalia has managed to convert a dream of being a federal Somalia into reality. The country now has five interim regional administrations and federal member states, which he says brings accountability. This is VOA News. A U.S. newspaper reports the United States spied on communications of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu after President Obama promised 2 years ago to curtail such activities. The two leaders sharply disagreed over the merits of the international nuclear deal with Iran. But Middle East regional analyst Michael Fishback of Virginia's Randolph-Macon College does not see this latest revelation as harming bilateral ties.
I generally agree that both the President and Prime Minister Netanyahu have agreed to put the past unpleasantness behind them. And so I really don't think this is going to be a major breakthrough as far as changing the tenor of American-Israeli relations or the relations personally between the president and the prime minister. Now, what it does for the president's relationship with Congress, which is controlled by the opposition Republican Party, is another matter.
The report said the U.S. targeting of Israeli leaders and officials also intercepted their private conversations with U.S. lawmakers. The African Union has threatened to place sanctions on Burundi's rival political factions if they fail to attend peace talks in Tanzania next month. The government and opposition remain at odds over how to resolve their differences. Bujumbura has rejected the African Union plan to send 5,000 peacekeepers to the country to protect civilians. Wednesday, President Pierre Nkurunziza warned if they arrive without permission, he'll consider the country has been attacked. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari Wednesday said his government is open to negotiating with Boko Haram extremists on releasing 200 schoolgirls abducted by the Sunni insurgent group nearly 2 years ago. Mr. Buhari said the talks would have no precondition except Abuja must speak with credible leadership. Reports indicate the United States is preparing new sanctions on Iran over its ballistic missile program. One report suggests about a dozen companies and individuals in Iran, Hong Kong, and the United Arab Emirates will be targeted for allegedly helping Tehran develop missiles. U.S. comedian Bill Cosby was charged Wednesday with sexually assaulting a woman after allegedly giving her wine and pills that left her unable to fight back. Kevin Steele is a prosecutor in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania.
These charges stem from a sexual assault that took place on an evening in early 2004 at Mr. Cosby's home in Cheltenham Township, Montgomery County. Mr. Cosby is charged with aggravated indecent assault. This is a felony of the first degree.
The 78-year-old Cosby faces a possible 10-year prison term and a $25,000 fine if convicted. He did not enter a plea, but Cosby and his lawyers have consistently denied charges of sexual misconduct. Rare winter floods killed at least 20 and threatened nearly two dozen federal levees in the Midwest states of Missouri and Illinois, which have been hit hard by a record amount of torrential rain in recent days. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.